We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steelers are right now the 6th seed at 5-4, winners of 4 straight. The Colts blew it against the tanking Dolphins yesterday. So that dropped them to 5-4. The Steelers at the tiebreaker. Raiders also sitting at 5-4. But the Steelers have a better AFC record. And they won't play Oakland head-to-head this year, which is a good thing, because if it was in Oakland, the x-ray machine would probably, again, conspire to beat the Steelers. Also, Ed, Chris's Cleveland Browns do Pittsburgh a favor by beating the Bills, pulling that game out. Late comeback. So I'm in a great spot with the Steelers making the playoffs, guys. At this point, I would be shocked if they didn't. Their next 6 opponents are a combined 14-31-1. I've got the Steelers at 10-6. I think even if they were to lose a game, they should win. If they go 9-7 with the tiebreakers, I still think that's going to be good enough to get in. As far as crazy as this sounds, based on where they were at 0-3 and then 1-4 and with Ben's injury, I think they're in the driver's seat to make the playoffs.
I like the Raiders still. If Buffalo's the wild card here because they were terrible yesterday. I mean, the Browns were like a comedy show, and Buffalo couldn't beat them with every chance in the book to do it. They still couldn't get it done. So they're a wild card here, literally and figuratively. The Raiders have the Jets and the Bengals. That should be the Bengals and then the Jets. Even though the Jets game's on the road, they should be 7-4. They'll lose to Kansas City. And then I think the Raiders are going 2-2.
Okay, Chris,
that's one
wild card team. There's room for another. Say it. You can say it. The Steelers are going to be the second wild card.
He still believes his Browns are.
I think that this is a bad game. Pony railed against this earlier in the show that it's a division game on a short week. I do not like their chances Thursday. I just think it's a hard game to win.
You're talking about the Browns?
Steelers.
Okay, either way, that's one game. You're still not going to say it?
No.
So who are your two wild card teams?
I still think Buffalo's going to stagger drunkenly into the wild card.
No, I don't see it.
Okay,
well, who's your other team?
Do you want to know my two, or are you just going to...
I thought you said Buffalo and Oakland. I was moving on to Arthur.
Well, let me actually say Oakland.
Ooh.
Buffalo and Oakland. Arthur?
Arthur?
Man, I think Pittsburgh definitely has a shot to do it. The schedule is definitely...
Well, shot is different.
Percentage chance
they
do it.
Would you predict them to do it right now?
Sure, why not?
Thank you.
Like, for me, I don't think that's too far-fetched. You see how this team is playing, particularly the defense. You see the teams that they have coming up on the rest of their schedule. I like them a lot to do it. And I think because no team has really ran away with those wild card spots, Buffalo has been struggling lately. Granted, I still think they're going to get in, but they definitely have been struggling. But I think it's going to be Buffalo and Pittsburg. Mueller's, brownies. Could just watch.
I'm not even including the Browns. When I'm looking at teams that I'm comparing the Steelers to for playoff spots, I haven't gotten myself back to a point where I'm willing, not because it's out of spite or I want to take Chris up. I'm not even looking at the Browns yet.
They beat the Steelers.
I mean,
4-6 with the Dolphins coming up at home. And yeah. I know the Dolphins look better than terrible, so then they could be 5-6. And
Dolphins,
then
Dolphins on a win streak right now.
I understand that.
I think they're going to beat Buffalo on Sunday.
The Dolphins then could be a 3-6 team because Fitzpatrick has made them a little bit more competent.
They've already got 7 losses, but go on.
If the Browns can beat the Steelers, they're 4-6. I still think they'll beat the Dolphins, 5-6. Then, suddenly, the Steelers should beat the Bengals. Then, suddenly, that second game with the Browns looks very important.
I think the only way the Steelers miss the playoffs is if they get swept by Cleveland. That's like the one doomsday apocalyptic scenario that I think would put the Steelers on the outside looking in, is if they lost 2 games. And I don't trust, the guy that, instead of having an offensive play sheet, is looking at the Denny's Grand Slam menu when down near the goal line, Freddie Kitchens. I don't expect him to sweep the Steelers.
Baker run over easy and hash browns instead of toast on three.
There's a better chance, and history would back this up, that Freddie Kitchens will lose a game to the Steelers and get fired than there is he sweep the Steelers.
Pony, do you want to know my percentage chance, though? I guess the Steelers are like 49% miss the playoffs 49% make it, 51% miss it, because as much as I want to kind of troll, but actually sincerely troll and say the Browns are going to get them twice, it's impossible to believe Freddie Kitchens goes out there and engineers that.
Not a chance. It's not happening.
Because if I just saw Mike Tomlin thoroughly outcoach Sean McVay, who got a team to the Super Bowl last year, even though the quarterback apparently is very limited, he's definitely going to outcoach Freddie Kitchens.
So this is what I'm going to do then. I'm happy that you just made that confession and admission here, Chris. Let's say that we all agree that the Steelers will lose Week 17 against Baltimore, even though there's no guarantee that the Ravens would even play their starters in that game, right?
So I think that's the win for the Steelers, but go ahead.
You know what? Just for the sake of trying to appease Chris here.
Yes.
Let's say they lose that game. That would give them their fifth loss. Let's say, just to appease Chris again, that they split with the Browns. He just admitted that. That's a sixth loss. You with me, Chris?
I'm with you still.
Two games I think the Bills absolutely lose, at Dallas and at New England. Any disagreement from you guys? Short week at Dallas on Thanksgiving at New England?
No, I'm with you.
Well, even though
that would be five losses for Buffalo.
No,
so if we've got the Steelers at a guaranteed six and the Bills at a guaranteed five, they play each other head to head and the game is here. The Steelers win that game, it's the same number of losses, and they'll have the tiebreaker with another team. That's why I actually think the Steelers have distanced themselves from the pack. I think of the wild card contenders, they're the one that is now, because of their elite defense and the schedule, they're in the best position. And then the Bills and the Raiders and the Titans now have gotten themselves back into it. I think those teams are really the true teams that are competing for the last spot. And we should start making plans. I think we should take the show on the road.
If the Steelers are
the first wild card team, maybe they go down and play the Texans in the first round, Chris.
Houston.
And I think we go down there. Great clubs in Houston. Great Tex-Mex food.
Boom. Kolaches, one of my favorite little breakfast treats. You ever have one
Papados,
of those?
Papados, man.
My brother lived in Houston for 4 years. My sister-in-law went to grad school at Rice. Very smart.
I like it.
We can get some dinner recommendations from Garrett Cole, some Scott Boras approved.
He's not a Houston resident anymore.
Ah.
He's not an employee of the Astros or a resident of Houston. Tell you what, man. That is a city that there's only about 1 month of the year that you want to be outside in Houston, and it would be about January, I would say.
Perfect for us, man. That's what I'm saying.
My brother, when he lived there, because as a northern, it blew his mind. It would drop to like 50 degrees. He said people, full parkas, hats, gloves, like scarves around their necks.
Okay, do you guys
agree,
though, it would be a disappointment if they don't make the playoffs now?
If they beat Cleveland on Thursday and they're 6-4, I will say it's a disappointment at that point if they don't make it.
Can we meet you there? I feel like every week it's always, but if they do this and they got to win one more for me to really get on board with this, I'm not talking to me right now, are you?
No, you
were the previous weeks. It was like, hey, if they beat the Colts, then yes. Oh, if they beat the Rams, then yes.
But I predicted them to win both those games.
And
yes,
that's fair.
He did, and I predicted them to lose both of them.
Well, you always, you know.
I'm just an idiot, man. I don't know how I got this job. I won a contest. I won a contest.
I remember, let's be honest. Somebody told me one time.
I'm a blockheaded, stubborn, complete horse's ass idiot.
Thank you.
There it is. That's the one.
That voice sounds really familiar. Can't place it, though.
Oh, man.
What is harder to believe, that you made 9 straight threes or the Browns got stopped 8 consecutive times at the goal line?
I was hoping for nine.
I just thought that would have been so perfect if they got stopped 9 times to be right in line
I guess. I have to answer this question straight up and say it must be harder for most people to believe that I made 9 straight threes because they all saw Freddie Kitchens out there ordering the Grand Slam breakfast 8 straight times.
Yeah, that was terrible.
God, they got Hunt and Chubb on that team, and he doesn't think one time,
by the way,
maybe I'll go wildcat with these guys.
By the way, what a terrible job by KDK to give us Bengals-Ravens instead of Bills-Browns yesterday.
Yes.
Who didn't see that Ravens game coming?
Come on, man.
Do they get to pick?
I think they probably get the game recommended to them, but then I think the general manager is allowed to switch
and say,
within reason.
Maybe
like,
people when I was down at the Rivers doing the show yesterday, they had the Browns game on the most TVs and on the big ones in the middle of that gorgeous-looking screens they have.
Yeah.
People were reacting to one game and one game only, and it was that one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.